A show of defiance from former Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni. An arrest warrant was issued to coincide with a planned visit by the former minister to London, a visit that she appears to have cancelled.
When the state of Israel has to do the right thing, it has to be done. Condemnation or no condemnation, arrest warrants or no arrest warrants. This is the role of a leadership, and as far as I'm concerned, I would repeat each and every decision.
It's not the first time an arrest warrant has been sought for an Israeli leader. Earlier this year, pro-Palestinian groups tried to get a warrant for Ehud Barak on allegations of war crimes. The Israeli Defense Minister ordered the country's offensive on Gaza. In court, the British government successfully argued that Barak was on a diplomatic visit and therefore had immunity. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the arrest warrant an absurdity, a view echoed by the Israeli ambassador to the UK, Ron Prozor, who said in a statement, "The current situation is absurd and unacceptable in equal measure. Israelis cannot continually be held hostage by fringe groups of anti-Israel extremists, preventing politicians, businessmen and officers from visiting the United Kingdom." The court's legal decision to issue a warrant is one with political implications which are proving embarrassing for the British government. The Foreign Office said it was looking at the implications of this case. But some pro-Palestinian groups welcomed the arrest warrant.
There are very clear responsibilities on the government under the Fourth Geneva Convention to seek out and prosecute those who have been alleged of war crimes. And Tzipi Livni, as Foreign Minister, played a role in the Israeli government who decided to launch a war on Gaza. Therefore, a judge issuing an arrest warrant is not a matter of embarrassment.
It's a sort of propaganda victory, a political victory for people seeking to try Israeli leaders or former leaders, in Livni's case, for alleged war crimes. But it hasn't achieved that, and all it's achieved is highlighting the embarrassment of the different agendas at the political level and at the judicial level.
Tzipi Livni is leader of the opposition and no longer a minister within the Israeli government, meaning it could be harder for her to claim diplomatic immunity. The fact that the application for her arrest warrant was successful opens up the very real prospect of a travel ban for Israeli politicians visiting the UK. Barbara Serra, Al Jazeera, London.